A 64-year-old man with dementia who went missing from his Saanich care home has been found dead. Christian Duby's body was found Saturday, his family said on a Facebook page called Help Chris Come Home. Duby had been missing for a week after walking out of Veterans Memorial Lodge, where he had lived for about 5 months. The family is asking for privacy while they navigate the sadness and shock that goes with this, the page said. Thank you to all for your prayers, encouragement and help. RIP Chris, you are loved by many and will be missed immediately. The page said that Dube had left his dementia ward in slippers and made his way through two locked doors, past the reception area and out the front door. His disappearance sparked an extensive search in the PKOLS, Mount Douglas Park area, since he was last seen in the vicinity on November 23. After a few days, the search was broadened to include the nearby shoreline and area residents were asked to check home security footage for any sign of Dube. The formal search ended November 28, but Duby's family members continued to look for the missing man. Derek Bernardo, chief executive of Broadmead Care, which runs Veterans Memorial Lodge, called Duby's death a heartbreaking loss for everyone in our community, including residents and their families, and the staff and volunteers who knew and cared for Chris. Our thoughts and deepest condolences are with his family and loved ones during this profoundly difficult time, said Bernardo, adding grief counseling and other supports are being offered to anyone who needs them. Bernardo said Broadmead Care is working closely with authorities to understand the circumstances surrounding this event. We are continually reviewing safety protocols to ensure the highest level of care and security for those who live, work at and visit Broadmead Care homes. Duby's niece had said that her uncle, the father of two daughters, had mainly lived in Esquimalt and worked as a house painter. He lived with one daughter near Esquimalt and Admiral's Roads for about 25 years before moving into the care facility, Brittany Duby said. J. Bell at TimesColonist.com.